All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Celery, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to All Business Media. I'm your host, Christopher Celery. Joining me from Fort Collins, Colorado, she is the founder and CEO at Inspired Health Energy Medicine. Let's welcome Karina P. Cromer to the show. Karina, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful. It's good to be on the show.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
So why don't you just start us off and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, let's see. I'm originally from the Mediterranean, born and raised in Greece. So have lots of goodness to share as far as, well, especially cooking and good recipes, but in general, nutrition and wellness is something that I was raised with. So it took me a few years, but I started realizing that a lot of people are not only in need of this information, but also would love to be part of, you know, cooking classes and learning more about their wellness. And this is kind of how this has evolved. Inspired Health Energy Medicine was created about 20 years ago, and it keeps on going.
All righty. Now, what really inspired you to, go this route?
I think it's the state of our world. You know, it was very important for me to step into an awareness of better wellness, of not only what we eat and how we act, but also what we think and how we spend our daily lives. And I see through my clients and through my classes, I just see a lot of issues that are arising from daily stress and the way of life that we have generally out here in this side of the world. So my goal is always to empower people, to educate them, to help them the way that my knowledge has helped me, so that we can reach a place where we're actually enjoying life, because my motto is always, it's about enjoying it and not just surviving it. So that's where it all comes from. I have a passion for teaching people and for educating, and I figured, you know, this is a great place to do it, and getting out there in more and more bigger platforms so I can share my message.
All righty. Now, what kind of background or training, goes into what you do in case someone else should decide to, follow in your footsteps?
Yes, that's a great question. You know, it's a never-ending kind of training. For me, it started very early because I had the benefit of growing up at home with a lot of metaphysical information and a lot of herbs and natural cures and things like that. It's kind of the natural way of living in Greece, and that has been one of my biggest platforms to step on. But beyond that, there is a ton of stuff that you can do. My path happened to start pretty young with energy medicine. It continued in this part of the world with Reiki, healing touch, aromatherapy. Because I'm just a lifelong learner and I always want to explore more, so it keeps on going for me. It is something that you really kind of gain through experience, through seeing multiple clients, holding classes, being in an environment where you can be that person to guide other people, and that experience is what brings a big part of your practice around, really, because you tend to recognize things and you get to apply your knowledge a lot more effectively as years go by. So yes, there are a lot of avenues out there. In fact, in town we have a lot of places and even universities that teach holistic classes, so it's available to all. But if you do have the nudge and it's something that you've been wanting to do since you were probably much younger, then those are the kinds of people that usually are much more attracted to this type of work and fall into it much easier.
Alrighty. And when somebody comes to see you for the first time, you know, what are they looking to fix?
Great question. You know, all kinds of things. Energy medicine fixes anything. Well, it helps you fix, really. It's bringing the awareness to your body, your physical body, which we believe that is a straight manifestation from your thought process and your mind. So it is a very important thing to address, how you act, how you think. So a lot of people come because they want to shift their life around, and they're looking for direction. They know that a lot of their pains and aches come directly from being a certain way and having grown up maybe a certain way, from traumas and things like that. So we tend to clear a lot of trauma. We tend to do a lot of coaching, one-on-one coaching and group coaching, to where we share tools of how to focus on a better lifestyle and a healthier lifestyle. So I would say that the biggest part is people that are well on their journey to awareness and are willing to dive in deeper. But I do have the occasional people that will come in with your everyday ailments and even some, you know, more important diseases and need to get help for that, either it is pain relief or just to get on a protocol so that they can get themselves back on track to help.
All righty. And where do you think you see yourself in the near future? What do you have on tap for yourself coming up?
Ooh, I have so much. Where can I start? I am writing a couple of books right now. One of them is a Mediterranean cookbook, since everybody always asks me, where can I find those recipes? So that's one of the things that is occupying my time and my immediate future, to get that out. I have been writing an online self-help program, which involves information and tools of pretty much everything I know so that I can help people get on track, from the very beginners to people who are pretty advanced. So that's another thing. And also, I'm just getting more and more out there as far as on platforms and speaking engagements, maybe a TEDx talk, who knows. I'm just definitely looking to spread the message and empower people.
All righty. And what's the best way for my audience to reach out and contact you should they want more information?
Let's see. There is a website that is inspiredhealthenergymedicine.com. And my email address is Karina@healthawarenesscoach.com. And there is a scheduler online that you can definitely schedule a session with if you need through there. And my phone number is also there if you need to contact me in person.
All righty. Karina P. Cromer, thank you so much for your time today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, stick around. We will be back.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Christopher Sellery, exclusively on All Business Media.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her, just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.